exactly what we were concerned about. We're seeing an increase in the larger dogs being surrendered to us for various reasons. And what that does is, you know, our adoptions are shut down right now because of 30-day stay at home. So we don't have any potential adopters coming in here and meeting them. So obviously they're not getting adopted. And we still have to place them somewhere because what we don't want to happen is to run out of space because we won't be able to take any more in.
For those who aren't familiar with the foster system for animals, explain how that works.
Well, how that works is that they fill out an application. Once you are approved, then you are assigned an animal, a cat, dog, you know, kitten or a puppy. You provide the home for them to be at, and we provide everything else. We do, you know, food, if there's any type of medications, if there's any, every bit of care for that animal we provide for.
And how long does that generally last until?
It depends. You know, obviously right now we're in a little bit of a different situation. We do ask for, you know, about 30 days, you know, but as long as you can.
Can you give us any idea in terms of numbers of how many more animals you've seen surrendered in the past, say, 30 days or so?
We're averaging no less than 10 animals a day.
Wow.
And yeah, it's a significant increase.
And what's pretty typical for you?
That's actually hard to answer because it could, we go through stages. You know, like right now we're in kitten season, so we are seeing a high demand of pregnant cats or cats that have litters.
Regardless of the rate of increase, it's been compounded by the fact that you can't adopt any out right now.
Exactly.
What are you hearing there at the shelter in terms of some of the stories or the reasons why people are surrendering their pets at this time?
Fear. It is. It's. We all know that a lot of people have either become unemployed or, you know, their households have changed financially, and it's just the lack, you know, not feeling that they're not able to support their animals any longer.
Again, that was Karen Fouch of the Humane Society of Southwest Missouri. She said that people interested in fostering pets can call the shelter at 833-2526. And you can also see the pictures of those animals at swh.org. For KSMU News, I'm Jennifer Moore.